Today on Real Radio.
If you don't believe in the Christ of Christmas, that is, when God came down, if you don't understand this based upon the Bible, when God came down, that is the Christmas message. If you don't get it, then I want to ask you, and here comes the sarcastic part.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, a feeling give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher delivers a series of presentations in light of this year's Christmas celebration. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a mini-series called When God Came Down.
Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 6, "And so it was that while Joseph and Mary were there, that the days were completed for her to be delivered. And so she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Verse 8, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people," or all nations. The word in your Bible, people or nations, is ethnos, all ethnicities. No one's exempt from the message. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, angels, tons of them, innumerable amounts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so it was, verse 15, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they widely made known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Church, Merry Christmas! You, I'm confident, know what you're saying and what you're talking about. People are all over, and so they should be, saying Merry Christmas. Yesterday, I had the privilege and the honor, the responsibility. Lisa said, "Look, I got so much to do. I need you to go shopping with me, and I need you to keep me on mission, keep me on target." And that's a wise woman that knows her weakness, because when she walks into a store, you can see her being gravitated towards other things. And I will say to her, "Why are you looking at that pink basketball? Do you want to buy that for someone?" "No, I just thought it was nice." No, stay focused. Keep on mission. Keep on target. And I'm kind of like that little kind of a coach. And I'm also the beast of burden that carries the stuff. And so the joy of yesterday was going around the town, going in and out of stores, and hearing people say Merry Christmas. It was awesome. And it's louder than ever. It's the most I've ever heard. Praise God. Christmas is on the lips of people. And by nightfall, in fact, past nightfall, we made our last stop, and I think it was Barnes & Noble's. And we go in there, and I was so encouraged, because as soon as I walked in the door, I could hear people saying Merry Christmas to one another. And it hadn't yet been discovered that I was in the store. Because usually when I'm in the store, people find that out. They start shouting, "Merry Christmas, Pastor Jack!" I think they do that to see if I'll shout it back. Well, last night, John, who goes here, is really tall. I'm guessing 6'6", something like that. John in Barnes & Noble says, "Merry Christmas, Pastor Jack." And, you know, from that altitude, it's like a broadcast station. And it was great. It's very exciting. And Christmas is out there, and it's everywhere. And so it should be. But when you say Merry Christmas, understand that billions, with a B, billions of people all around the world are wishing one another a Merry Christmas. And it may be, I hope, it may be that the billions of them understand what Christmas really means. It's amazing because it is the single most universal celebrated holiday of the year. Worldwide, nothing comes close. But secondly, though it's universal, it's very exclusive. See, what do you mean by exclusive? Because even though it's so public and so many people say Merry Christmas, there are few, I think, who really understand the meaning of Christmas. And this morning, I don't know who all of you are. I don't know what all of you believe in. But listen to this. If you don't believe in the Christ of Christmas, that is, when God came down, if you don't understand this based upon the Bible, when God came down, that is the Christmas message. If you don't get it, then I want to ask you, and here comes the sarcastic part. What in the world are you doing? Stay home. You don't need to get out into the traffic. You don't need to fight the lines. You don't need to spend a penny because you don't get it. Don't celebrate it. Don't get involved in it because it's all about when God came down. That's what Christmas means. Christ, Jesus Christ, Mass, the gathering. Christmas is about those who gather around the Christ who is Jesus. We just heard the angel announce it. His name's going to be Jesus. In fact, it's not just because the angel said so in Matthew, but Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, as we've looked at these last previous weeks. Therefore, God says to the prophet, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel is not exactly a name, as the word name here means title. This is who Jesus is or what he does. Emmanuel means God with us or God among us. Jesus means that God is our salvation, our Savior. That this, listen, the Savior of the world would come down and walk among us, Jesus coming down, Emmanuel. That he would live, breathe, walk, eat, die, be resurrected and ascended back into heaven, all taking place here on earth. That's the message of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 says, by the way, all these verses are going to be on the screen, and you can follow along with them today. Matthew 1, 20, but while he thought about these things, that's Joseph, he's saying, what am I going to do with Mary? I'm engaged to her, they have 1 year engagement, I haven't touched her, she's pregnant. What am I going to do? I love her, so I don't want her to be stoned to death. How am I going to put her away? Put her away means give her a letter of divorcement. In that day, if you were engaged before consummation of the marriage, you were still considered married, and the only thing that you didn't partake of is that which produces a family, is how they stated it. You can do everything but that which produces a family. No sexual contact whatsoever. And they were promised to one another. And Joseph's thinking, what am I going to do? And so Joseph thought about these things, and behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take your wife Mary, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name, what? Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of by the Lord through the prophet, saying, you guys are already experts at this. Verse 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. This is Christmas. The attempt to redefine it is attempt to depart from Christmas. And here we go. Christmas makes perfect sense to people who know what the Bible has to say. In fact, even if you're listening to radio today, if you're listening to Christmas music, are you listening to the words? They're pretty profound. Listen to the Christmas songs that we've all grown up singing. Everybody gets it, but the Indiana School Board. They don't get it. Many of you are nodding your heads. You've heard this on the news this week. That the Indiana School Board, right here in good old America, the parents and the school board clashed because handed out to the children there in Indiana was a holiday song. It's a holiday song. And the holiday song had a lot of lyrics. You can look it up online. It's all over the news. But I'm going to give you two of the sections that were sung in the holiday song that the kids were supposed to memorize. All right, now remember, it's a holiday song. When is it being sung? Well, it was supposed to be sung last week and this week in Indiana. Here's one part of the song. Allah is God. We recall at dawn, praying till night during Ramadan. At this joyful time, we pray happiness for you. Allah be with you all your life through. Problem. Christmas is not Ramadan. Ramadan is not Christmas. Who cares about Ramadan at Christmas? It's Christmas. You want to care about Ramadan, then go care about Ramadan on Ramadan. You don't sing Thanksgiving songs at Christmas, do you? You sing Christmas songs at Christmas. But the kids in Indiana are being taught that. Next line. The Christian holiday song. Did you know what I'm about to read to you is the Christian holiday song? Are you ready for it? Here you go. I didn't know there was a little boy at the manger. What child is this? I'm not sure. If there was a little boy or not. Then why did you paint one on your nativity window? I just thought, if there was a little boy, I'd like to know exactly what he'd say. Yeah. Allah is God, which he's not. He wishes. But we don't know anything about the boy. By the boy, the little boy at the manger? How about the little boy in the manger, for starters? This is absolutely amazing. Public school, the parents in Indiana are up in arms over this, and so they should be. But you know what? I cut everybody else a big slice of grace. You want to know why? Everybody wants a Christmas without the Christ. We want to be recognized at this time. Well, then why don't you have a Christmas? Why don't you have a Christmas message? Listen, exclusively, but globally. You guys, we're Christians today. The amazing thing is, we're the ones. This message shall be to all people. Are you black? Are you white? Are you some color in between? It doesn't matter to God. It doesn't matter to us. It shall be to all people. And this is the message. That behold, this day born in the city of David is Christ the Lord. It's called Christmas. If your religion that you're following doesn't have a Christmas, then why don't you think of something else and leave us alone so we can celebrate our Christmas? If you don't want him, you don't have to have him. It's amazing to me. Everyone's trying to jump in on the popularity of Christmas at this time of the year. Be honest, will you? Just because your message doesn't have a Christ who comes down, and hallelujah, Christian, listen up. Our God is so big, there's nothing impossible for him. He came from heaven to earth. The Bible tells us he put on human skin, born into this world to die on the cross for our sins and to return back to heaven because he bought us out of this world. And right now, until he comes again, we've been put on layaway, hallelujah. And I can't wait for him to pick us up. It's an amazing story. If your religion doesn't have that story, then you know what? Oh, well, you ought to become a Christian so you can enjoy Christmas. It's absolutely amazing. Well, this is vitally important. The little baby, we don't know, and I wish we knew what he'd say if he could speak. What did he say? Oh, he spoke all right. Oh, he spoke. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, he spoke. He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord. He who is, was, who is to come, the Almighty. The baby spoke. In Revelation 1:17, I'm just getting started. Revelation 1:17, that baby grew up and spoke. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. That's what the baby grew up to speak about. Listen, if the school teachers in Indiana would let the kids read the Bible, they would know what Christmas is all about and what the baby is talking about. It's absolutely awesome. 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God has come. Can I add the word down? Come down? The Son of God has come down and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. Do you? And we are in him who is true, are you? In his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Wow. And then Revelation 22:20, that baby grew up And this is what he said, "Behold, I'm coming quickly." Oh, man, isn't that great? I hope he comes today. Wouldn't that be great? "Well, I don't believe in Jesus." Well, be patient. You will. He's coming back. He's coming back. But this is vitally important. Before we get into this today, this is all an introduction. Don't worry, we're going to go real fast. On Thursday past, our staff had its annual Christmas break. We take the day off, we get together as a staff, and we do something together. And this year, the staff got on the train at Fullerton Station and went down to San Juan Capistrano, and we had lunch. And then after that, we all walked around the town and had a beautiful time. It was a blast. And there's a huge antique store there, and they have all kinds of displays. And so we're all walking around, and I began to hear some of the staff members say this, "Where's baby Jesus?" And I'm thinking, what are they talking about? And then I heard another, "Where's baby Jesus? What's going on?" So I looked around, and they have various nativity scenes. And the sheep are there, the donkeys are there, the wise men are there, Joseph and Mary are there. There's no baby Jesus. Baby Jesus is missing. In all the displays, he's gone. Did you guys see on the news, LA, the city display? They had like a 5-pound baby Jesus, and he was steel cabled to the manger so nobody could steal him. And somebody cut the cable and took him. I guess if you're going to be a thief, taking Jesus is probably the coolest thing you could take. Well, ma'am, what's with the nativities having no Jesus in them? Oh, we have to put them away. Everybody, all the little children, they come, they steal baby Jesus. If you buy the nativity, then we'll give you Jesus. Because all the little kids take them. They pick them up, they put them in the pocket, they walk away with them. I think that's cool. The little kids are smart enough to know, I want a personal Jesus. They put him in their pocket. They put him in their lunch. They take him home. They lay down with him next to the pillow. I don't know. But I think that's kind of cool. Jesus, you should take home with you. It's a very beautiful thing. Where's the baby Jesus? People are taking him. Think about that. Joseph's there. Nobody takes him. Nobody takes Mary. Nobody's taking the wise men. They take Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. So listen, take him. Take him today. Grab him and go with him. So listen, it's all about this. When God came down, he gave us the gift. Now, you may be feeling really cute today, but you're not the gift. Jesus is the gift to mankind. And I'm going to give you 12 things that he gives. And I hope you have them, because I have them. I got them. You can't have mine. I'm not giving them to you. He gave them to me. They're personal. And when he gives them, you can't give it away. I can only tell you where to get it. Like, where do I get that gift, and what store has that thing? Well, let me tell you something. You don't have to go to a store to get this. But you do have to go through a door, so to speak. You have to go through the door of your own heart and open it up. What does God give? When God came down and Christmas became a reality, and can Christmas be your reality this week? Absolutely. Number one, do you have this? Jesus wants to give you full assurance in this life. Full assurance in this life. Do you have it? Do you have full assurance? Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep." Are you? See, I told you I was going to be sarcastic today. Are you? When he says, "My sheep," can you say today, "I'm one of his lambs"? "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me." Do you? "And I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." If you're a Christian today, a real one, and you know the meaning of Christmas, then you know what it's like to have the full assurance of God. Far too many of you have been told in your previous religious experience, I don't know what, that you'll never know if you're really going to make it to heaven or not until you're dead. Do you know that's one of the greatest lies of the enemy? Gee, you'll never know until you're dead. Oh, that's a great comfort. The Bible says these things have been written that you might know you have eternal life, and that's in this life, and that is now. You are to know. What kind of a God would he be who promises you eternal life and you can't know what it's like to enjoy that right now? And why in the world would we tell anybody about eternal life when we don't think we got it ourselves? Full assurance. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The question is, do you have that today? Because Christmas means you can have it. Number two, Jesus wants to give you continual blessings. I mean, who doesn't want continual blessings? Oh my goodness. Was anyone in the sanctuary or any of you up this morning to see the sunrise? A few of you. Hey, it's more hands than I get at third service. Let me tell you that. Actually, third service, they were on their way home when the sun was coming up, so maybe they did see it. I have to tell you, I'm kind of a sunrise, sunset freak. Today was one of the most profound sunrises I have seen in California in my entire life. It was over the top amazing. The staff, we were looking at it, we're freaking out, it was incredible. And if you saw it, it changed by the second from a pale pink to an incredible red all the way. In fact, the snow on the mountains were reflecting the orange and the red and the pink, and the sky all the way even behind Mount Baldy was illuminated. It was incredible. Why? What does that have to do with blessings? Because you know what? He gave that in seconds. And if you missed it, you've missed it forever. It's over. It would never again to be repeated. Was anybody watching? Some people were. Does God care if anybody watches? I don't think so. I think he does it just for fun. He does it. You know, like a painter with the paint. And he's like, wham, wow, boom, look at that. Wow, all the colors and it's changing. And we're like this. And then it's over. In a moment's time, God is that good. You say, what's the big deal? That's the problem with us. We are so spoiled. We've got it so good. Even in these hard times, we've got it so good. You and I know if we've lived any amount of time or not, I'm telling you right now, you think about how appreciative we are with the specter looming of losing what we have or having lost the things that we took for granted. And now they're gone, and we look and we say, thank you, God, for the time that was. Thank you, God, for this bread. Thank you, God, for this moment. He wants to give us blessings. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and to him who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it shall be opened unto him. I don't know what you're believing in. I don't know what faith you cling to. But if you're not a Christian, you don't have that verse.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a presentation taken from a number of scripture passages on the Christmas story. It's called When God Came Down. Mini-series we're presenting all this week in light of the Christmas celebration, also known as the Incarnation. On Monday's edition of Real Radio, we'll resume our series through Luke's New Testament narrative, picking up at chapter 16. Now this series, When God Came Down, is available for purchase on DVD from Real Radio. For a cost of $20 or more, we'll send you this four-part series on DVD. Just ask for it by name. When God Came Down by Jack Hibbs for a cost of $20 or more if you'd like to contribute to the outreach of Real Radio. Now, there's more than one way to get in touch. First, you can visit our website at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and you'll know where to point and click. Our toll-free telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd like to purchase it the traditional way, you can send a check to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous tax-deductible contributions of its listeners. Till next time, Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you a Merry Christmas.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.